April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Milton Bates is a poet from Marquette, Michigan, and he will be reading three original poems today.
Coming of Age on the Escanaba. Never had life so gripped the boy as on that June evening following his father through a dew-drenched meadow to the river. Mayflies swarm the sky, a blizzard of brown drakes caught up in courtship dance. Some brushed his cheeks like snowflakes, others clung to his clothes and fly rod. Stepping into the slick black water, he felt the chill through his waders and braced against the downstream push. Though he could see no nymphs, he knew they were there, erupting from the stream bed around his boots. They would kick to the surface, unfold their wings, and join the aerial ball. His father pointed with his rod toward dimples where the trout sucked down the spinners spent from mating. Awkwardly, as though walking on the moon, he stalked a nearby swirl and stripped out line. He cast and mended and retrieved, quickening the tuft of hair and hackle. He couldn't tell just when the motion became unconscious, when it merged with the current that swept from sand and gravel to water, from water to air and back again, back to the river where browns and brookies pastured, where the boy could feel as never before the surge of life and the tug of death. Missing Sisters Found Safe, April 24th, 2015. The sisters knew it was a bear because a search party would have carried flashlights. And surely a bear, emerging hungry from its den in April, could smell cheese curls and Girl Scout cookies miles away. They locked the doors on their SUV and tried to sleep. At daybreak on day 13, the place still looked nothing like Nebraska or Oklahoma where they'd come from. Deep woods and deeper snow, the unplowed two-track to nowhere. But it was all nowhere, wasn't it, in this part of Michigan? Even Ishpeming, where their sister lived. Luckily, no, providentially, they'd brought a Bible, the cheese curls, and those 8 boxes of cookies. New this year were Toffee-tastic and rah-rah raisins. Holding their breakfast ration like communion wafers, they gave thanks and chewed them slowly, savoring the sugar. Maybe next year, assuming they survived, the Girl Scouts would issue cookies in their honor, call them Leslie Lees. Lee and Leslie would extol their virtue in the field, say they were easily the peer of Army MREs and NASA food pouches. Not that they'd ever tasted either. Just then, they heard a distant roar. The bear was back, or so they thought, until a chopper cleared the treetops. Well, it was about time. They stepped out to wave like those people on the TV news, stranded on a roof when the levee breached. Now they'd have to explain how they missed the turn to Mackinac City, which got them both to thinking. Instead of Leslie Lee's, how about Mackinac Runes? The Pact. So it's agreed then. Whichever of us ventures first into the unknown country will return and tell the other what it's like. We've always had each other and our bodies to rely on. Remember boarding passes and passports, hoist luggage onto trains, decipher maps and signs in foreign languages. Whoever's first will go alone and disembodied into that other world. Unschooled in its weather and landscape, its people and their pastimes. The guidebooks give few particulars. Is it true there'll be no marriage there? Are there mornings when the fallen leaves are lightly furred with frost, when the air is crisp as a bitten apple, when the yeasty tang of rising bread dough fills the kitchen? Should you go first and find these lacking in the afterlife, please keep that finding to yourself. If you appear one night beside the bed where we found warmth and love beneath a cloud of goose down, if you stand beside our bed as though struck dumb, wavering between presence and absence, I'll understand what you're not telling me.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.